ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's National Teachers Union has ended an 18-month-long teachers' strike after reaching an agreement with the government. Under the collective bargaining agreement, the government will pay $54 million over the next 4 years to settle unpaid allowances, pay entitlements and other teacher grievances. The union says the payment will go towards in-service teachers, those who have retired and others who have since passed away. Union Secretary General Jonathan Yohan told the ABC's reporter in Vanuatu, Lily Rose Wellwell, that teachers will return to the classroom in the new academic year.
Yes, of course, the teachers' strike was initiated by one of the teachers' unions, so it was the one of the teachers' unions that called off the industrial action yesterday after the signing of the collective bargaining. So as it stands, there is no longer any industrial action of strike going on. All the teachers are getting ready to enter their classrooms, respective classrooms, in January 26 of January, to commence the academic year with all the qualified teachers who were on strike for almost 1.5 year.
Were teachers consulted and briefed before the signing of the collective agreement, and were they all happy with the demands?
Yeah, they were mixed feelings. You know, because the teachers were almost 1.5 year, 1 year, 6 months, which the teachers were just getting paid without doing any classroom work. So it's a mixed feeling yesterday. But the union, through the national executive, feels that it is timely to call off the industrial action so that all other stakeholders, the government, the parents, the students, and even the teachers will enjoy part of the Christmas celebration and get ready to go back to work. Council of Ministers, for the first time in Vanuatu, the Council of Ministers has to endorse this collective bargaining agreement, CBA, yesterday before the signing, which means that the government has the obligation to fulfill all the conditions inside the collective bargaining agreement.
How confident is the union that the government will follow up on what it's been agreed, since it has been years since the teachers' issues have been tracked on?
The union is very confident just because the government has been committed over the few months to pay for the teachers' back pay and some other claims. So we are confident since signing it today. If we don't sign the agreement, some members will be out, especially the retired teachers and the deceased ones will not be part of the claims. So when the agreement was signed, we have a broader sense of giving this opportunity also to the members who have retired. Because what the government is doing now is just paying for the current teachers who are on strike or who are active members. The union was established for over 40 years, and we have some teachers who have retired and some have passed away. We are very confident because there's also a trade monitoring committee which will be made up of members from the Prime Minister's Office, Ministry of Finance, Education, Ministry of Education, the Teachers' Service Commission and the Vanuatu Teachers' Union to continue to monitor the terms and conditions and report back to the government.
What assurances can you give to students and families when the school reopen regarding their learning?
Part of the, there's an article you said that CPA that states very clearly that all the teachers who will return, they will return to the classroom that they were before 6-2 last year when the strike was initiated. So we were confident that these teachers will perform to another level. Because there will also be a restructuring of the education education in Vanuatu. So these teachers, part of the agreement, CPA also says that the government has to consult with the teachers on any policies for the future. So we believe, we are sure the parents, that the teachers will be doing their best as they were. We also they've been doing it, but this one will. This time it will be better. That's what the call from union to all its members. Once they enter the classroom 2026, the union expects more because the government has committed himself to pay for the game. So we expect to see more for competitors.
That was the Secretary General of Vanuatu's Teachers Union, Jonathan Yohan, marking the end of an 18-month-long industrial action that will see teachers returning to the classrooms in the new year.